The Queensland Senator Malcolm Roberts has used Parliament to repeat false claims about climate science during debate on the government's farm invasion laws. In support of the laws, Senator Roberts warned of a, quote, green nightmare world and an ideological assault on Australian farmers by anti-humanist food haters, again a quote, and climate activists. He also says many in the Morrison government's ranks do not believe what he called unfounded climate alarm. Federal Water Minister David Littleproud has been in the spotlight on that question this week.
I've got no idea, but does it really matter?
You have no idea whether...
I'm not a scientist. I haven't made an opinion one way or another, but I don't think it really matters. I think...
Sorry, I just want to be clear on this. You're not sure whether man-made climate change is real?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be honest with you.
Federal Water Minister David Littleproud with David Spears on Sky, and those doubts were aired as the ABC reported today that the most senior bureaucrats in Australia had been wargaming what they saw as major national climate risks. So, back to Malcolm Roberts, whose core claims about climate we are testing for you tonight with Professor Mark Howden. He's the director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University, a 30-year veteran in the field with over 420 publications to his name. Mark Howden, thanks for speaking with us. These are not new claims by Malcolm Roberts, but they do keep being trotted out. So let's go through some of the key points based on the science. Malcolm Roberts used the Senate to refute the basic claim about climate science. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
I could talk for hours in great detail based on solid empirical evidence proving that human carbon dioxide is not affecting climate and does not affect climate. What they're saying is that the sun's energy comes down to the earth, whether it be the land or the ocean, warms the earth, and that re-radiates energy out. That is then trapped, so they say, by carbon dioxide molecules and re-radiated back. Now, this is absurd. The atmosphere is cooler than the land surface, and it's supposed to be warming the land surface. The atmosphere cools the earth's surface. Through contact and conduction and through convection, it removes heat at an accelerated rate from Earth's surface. It cools the earth's surface. Yet activists have convinced the government that the atmosphere which cools the surface warms the surface.
So, Mark, is the atmosphere cooling the Earth's surface, as Malcolm Roberts claims there?
No, that's not what the science says. The first part of what the senator said was correct, that the radiation from the sun comes down through the atmosphere. It warms the Earth. So this is shortwave radiation, the light that we see by. And then the Earth radiates out, and it radiates in longwave radiation. And that does get intercepted by carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, including water. And all of those molecules, when they intercept that radiation, that energy, they vibrate faster and they re-radiate in all directions. And some of that comes back down to Earth, whereas otherwise it would have gone out to space. And so the more of the greenhouse gases you have in the atmosphere, the more re-radiation back to the Earth you have, the warmer the Earth keeps. Essentially, it's just like greenhouse gases are like blankets in the atmosphere. It keeps it warmer than it otherwise would. And this has been known about since the 1850s.
Malcolm Roberts also talks often, as do other climate science deniers, about the physical quantities of CO2. Here's his claim.
There is 0.04% of carbon dioxide in the air. That's 4 molecules in 10,000 molecules of air, meaning 1 molecule of carbon dioxide in every 2,500 molecules of air. Nature every year produces 32 times more carbon dioxide than all human production of carbon dioxide, including the animals we farm. And then of that, Australians produce just 1.3% of the human carbon dioxide. That leads to 1 molecule of carbon dioxide from humans in 85,000 molecules of air.
So that's the claim that Malcolm Roberts and others have frequently made. The numbers sound compelling, very little carbon dioxide and very little attributable to us as humans or indeed as Australians. How does that stack up?
Look, it's irrelevant again. It's not about the concentration in the atmosphere that's the main point. It's about what that does. So it's not about the concentration, it's about the function of carbon dioxide. And that 411 parts per million of carbon dioxide, which is what we've got right now today, is more than sufficient to act as a blanket in the atmosphere. And the more carbon dioxide we put in the atmosphere, the more blankets we have in the atmosphere keeping the heat in. And that's very straightforward. It's very straightforward physics, and it's been known for a long time.
Malcolm Roberts also makes some comments about whether the evidence has been assembled for cutting CO2. Here's a bit of that.
There is no agency or university or person anywhere in the world who has provided the empirical evidence proving human carbon dioxide affects climate and needs to be cut. The UN's climate body, supposed climate body, the IPCC, has none. Yet we're following activists.
The evidence, is it there?
Yes, it is. And it's been here since the 1800s. So, for example, the first model of how carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would influence global temperatures was developed in the 1890s, you know, more than 100 years ago. There's been a huge amount of evidence that's accumulated since. And the question here is whether we as a society, a global society, want to have this uncontrolled experiment of warming the Earth or not. And so the question then is, how do we best reduce our greenhouse gas emission? And so I think we need to put the science in its place, rely on the science, and then move on to the really critical questions about what we're going to do about it.
And Mark Howden, you've very patiently taken us through this science that's had to be explained over and over and over again in the face of this sort of campaigning by people like Malcolm Roberts. How damaging is it that, regardless of your efforts and the efforts of so many others, including many governments, that these arguments still keep coming up in places, authoritative places like the Senate?
Well, it is concerning in various ways, but in particular, what these sorts of discussions have done is slowed down action. And that's meant that we've already experienced unnecessary costs associated with climate change, and we only have to look at some of the extreme events which are happening now and in the recent past to sort of get a feel for what these are and how impactful they are. But also, if we'd actually been on the front foot, we could have been at the forefront of developing huge numbers of different technologies, which, you know, improve batteries and improve solar photovoltaics, things that Australia is really good at. And we could have had fantastic export industries based on those if we'd actually been on the front foot. But unfortunately, we weren't. And the opportunity for being leaders in these areas has gone. And so there's a huge opportunity cost from the delay that these sorts of debates have caused.
Mark Howden, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Linda.
Professor Mark Howden is the Director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University.